A wildfire in southern Utah is now the largest active wildfire in the U.S. The Bryan Head Fire started 10 days ago and has burned an area about the size of Washington, D.C. More than 1,500 people have evacuated their homes. Judy Faze is a reporter with KUER in Salt Lake City. She joins us. And Judy, what's the situation now and how does it compare to a few days ago?
Well, the size increased yesterday by about 2,000 acres. The fire now covers an area of about 46,000 acres in central southern Utah. And there's an anticipation that there could be even more problems today and tomorrow because there's what's called a red flag warning. There are going to be wind gusts of up to 35 miles an hour that can shoot little bits of fire and coal into the air and allow the fire to jump any fire lines that have been drawn to try to block the spread of the fire. There's still no word today about who is responsible. The official word is that it's under investigation.
So any sense of when this fire might be brought under control? It's now in its 10th day of burning.
This morning, the state fire official I spoke with said that it could be weeks or even months before the fire is completely contained. It's now at about 10% containment.
And tell us about the evacuations. This area near the Dixie National Forest is kind of halfway in between Zion National Park, which people may have been to, and Bryce, correct?
Mm-hmm. Most of the houses in this area, a lot of them are cabins. They're summer cabins. So it can be pretty remote, and there has not been any injury reported either from firefighters or the public. My last count that I was able to get was, I think it was 21 structures total. But it's actually been fairly dramatic because you can see where the firefighters have gone in and created a perimeter around a home, and you'll see the fires go right up to one of these homes in the forest and then back off.
How does this compare to previous years in this part of Utah? Is this typical for this early in the fire season?
Well, there are a couple ways that it's typical, and there are a couple of ways that it's atypical. You know, this is by no means the biggest fire that Utah's had. Back a few years ago, there was the Milford Flat Fire, which is the largest in state history. It was substantially bigger, and it went on for days and days. It was really dramatic. So this one's smaller, but the kind of forest that they're dealing with is different. It's also more tree stands and trees that have been consumed by beetles and are sort of standing up dead. The big factors in how this forest became so unhealthy is that there's been a drought for years and years. And although we had a really good wet year for most of the state this year, that actually just spurred the grasses to grow. And now the grasses are brown and dry, and they catch fire really easily. Mm. And it's really fascinating. Some data came out last night that this year there have already been 281 fires. 255 of those, or about 91%, have been caused by people. That's roughly double what the norm is.
That's Judy Faze, who's a reporter with KUER in Salt Lake City following the Bryan Head Fire. Judy, thank you.
Thank you.